Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and you know we like to do acoustic sessions. You know we like to do live acoustic sessions, and this one is being brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And welcoming, we'd like to welcome for the very first time to our show, Aaron Randolph. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for coming down here on a Sunday. What would you like to play for us first where we get to talking here?
I'd like to play a song called Spoiled Queen, which is sort of an anti-Mother's Day song.
An anti-Mother's Day song?
Yes. I once dated a girl who I won't name, but her mother was terrible.
Oh, okay.
And this is my funny way of dealing with that.
Okay.
That pain.
All right. Here's Aaron Randolph here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Have you ever met yourself a spoiled queen? Monarchy is out, but I'm sure that they were mean. Take more than she'd ever need, and if she don't get more, she's gonna cause a scene. Have you ever met yourself a spoiled queen? Some say mixing pears and peaches can't be done, but I'm digging in my heels. I've set myself to call their bluff. This fight I know, this fight has sure been rough, but I'm digging in my heels to call their bluff. And she'll be riding 6 white horses when she comes. And she'll be riding 6 white horses when she comes. And she'll be riding 6 white horses. I drove Porsches, and I'll be battling them forces when she comes. When light comes through that partial kind of lens, it's hard to know the truth because I can't see the fence. Kick it over, knock it down, I do it all while wearing a frown. When light comes through that partial kind of lens, that queen, she's got a princess that I love. Her eyes are like a lion's, but her skin is like a dove. There's no one else that I would place above. That princess that queen has that I love. And she'll be riding 6 white horses when she comes. And she'll be riding 6 white horses when she comes. And she'll be riding 6 white horses, wishing I drove Porsches. And I'll be battling them forces when she comes.
Great. Aaron Randolph here on Hunter at Sunrise. Such a jumpy tune for Sunday morning. Oh, my gosh. And that's your anti-mother song.
Yeah, but my mother's great, so.
Really? You want to do a shout-out to your mother here this morning since
absolutely.
It is Mother's Day?
Absolutely. My mom's name is Cynthia Randolph,
uh-huh.
And she is an awesome woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's been a great mom to me my whole life.
Is she listening this morning, you think?
I am not sure. I texted her to make sure she knew how to listen, but it might have been too late.
Oh, well, she'll figure it out.
Yeah, maybe
she'll
so.
She'll figure it out. Download the WHRO apps. Put it on your iPhone.
Yeah, then.
And you can listen to it anytime.
Listen to it forever.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? You were telling me you've been living here all your life.
Yeah, well, I'm from here. My family's all from Pungo. Well, most of my mom's side of the family. And, I grew up here playing music in church and stuff. My grandmother taught me to play banjo and a lot of stuff on guitar. And she still plays. Everyone in my family plays an instrument. So
wow.
Yeah.
Like what kind of instruments? Just guitar? Or?
Guitar and piano are kind of the main instruments that people play in my family. And then I play the banjo. My grandma does.
my uncle plays bass. Lots of my cousins play drums. Or
it's starting to sound like a song. So, you went to college here too, right?
Yeah, I went to Virginia Wesleyan.
You study music there, or what did you study?
I studied religious studies, actually.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to go for English, and then I realized it would take less credits to go for religious studies.
I see.
And so I decided to do that. Then I went to grad school, actually. I went to seminary out in California.
Oh, my.
So I have a master's degree in theology and art that I'm
wow.
not using.
Yeah. Yeah. So when did you decide that you wanted to do the singer-songwriter thing?
In seminary, actually, I had a professor who read one of my papers.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me an A. And he mm-hmm. said, great job. But... And this was in his notes, but I think that you really want to be a musician. And I actually can't even remember what the paper was about, but he read between the lines and told me, you're doing the wrong thing. And I was like, this guy's right.
Well, had he ever heard you?
Yeah, he had.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so
have you ever recorded, having any records or anything
yeah,
of that sort?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have albums right here. You can have one of them.
Oh, great. He brought some albums.
Yeah.
I must admit to you
yes.
that I had not heard you until you sent me the YouTube link. And,
yeah.
And I just watched a good minute or two, and I said, of course, he could be on the show. Why not?
Thank you. That's nice of you.
Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
I'm going to play a song called Southern California Sun to balance out my jumpy tune from earlier.
You're going to balance out your jumpy tune from earlier.
Yeah. This song's about when I used to live in a van in California when I was in school, and I hated it. I didn't understand
Not very many people like living in vans. I don't think.
Well,
that's why they don't live in them.
Well, I didn't
Am
mind
I
the
wrong
van.
Here?
I didn't mind the van. I just didn't like California.
Oh, you didn't like California. What didn't you like about California?
I'll tell you in this song.
Oh, okay.
It was hot and dirty. That's what.
I got you.
I actually miss it, but anyway.
Okay. Well, here's Aaron Randolph here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Yeah. All right. Southern California sun is still high in my mind, high in my mind. And I can't seem to leave it behind. Can I leave it behind? Can I just say goodbye? It's not that there's not beauty, but it just isn't mine, just isn't mine. And what makes a home? What makes a story complete while it's still being told? And how will I know when I'm old, when I should settle down, settle into how will I know? And I've been living in a land where the wind can scorch your hands, and you call it a breeze, call it a breeze. And the rain refused to fall despite my dances and my calls, which I thought were prayers, which I thought were prayers. And worse than all of this is that my vagabonding bliss has come to an end, and all I want's a friend. What makes us grow? To convince us that all that we need ain't all that we own. And if all that you had were to fade, would you still survive? Would you still
your happiness. So I drove to the west eastern edge in my mobile nest, unwilling to rest. And in Colorado it rained that year, and the trees and the flowers bore green with their peers. And the branches reached out over the creek as I paddled by, even into the creek. What makes me go like a creature of roots and of wings, I myself do not know. With the soil of life strewn about, it's a labor of love and a labor of God. And what makes a home, what makes a story complete while it's still being told? And how will I know when I'm old, when I should settle down, settle into the mold? How will I know? The Southern California sun is still high in my mind, high in my mind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Aaron Randolph here on Hunter at Sunrise. You didn't like California, why do you miss California?
Well, you know, rose-colored glasses come with retrospect, right?
I see.
So I like it now that I'm not there.
Oh, okay.
I miss my friends.
Oh, you miss your friends
there. Yeah.
Would you go back there?
I don't think I would go live there,
mm-hmm. But
I would definitely visit.
I see. Well, you were telling me you had lived in Colorado and you were thinking of going back there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But yeah, my best friend in the world lives in Colorado. His name's Jacob, and I miss him pretty badly. So in Boulder. But yeah, I mean, I don't know where I want to go, but I get so bored of staying in one place.
Your friends tell you you should go to Nashville?
My friends are telling me I should go to Nashville. Many people. Just to pursue music.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of that?
I'm going to go visit on June 20th. For 2 weeks, actually. Mm-hmm. I have a plan for about 2 weeks, and I'm going to just try to meet as many people as I can who are in the music biz.
About everybody in Nashville is in the music biz.
So I'm just going to go in a coffee shop and say, who's in the music business?
About all the waiters and wait staff will all stand up.
Yeah.
Just about. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
Oh, you know, I should have mentioned, my music's on iTunes and Spotify.
Good.
Yeah.
You should mention that.
Yeah. So just search Aaron Randolph. And
How many records do you have?
Just one.
Just one.
Yep.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called Cavaco, C-A-V-A-C-O, which just stands for California, Virginia, Colorado.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you play around anywhere? Do you gig somewhere?
Yeah, I play a lot at Back Bay Brewing.
Okay.
At the oceanfront. And I played at Cure Coffee Shop on Botetourt Street there. If I'm saying that right, I'm not sure. But
mainly down in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, mostly in Virginia Beach.
I haven't had many people on the show that are from Pungo.
Yeah?
That's where you live?
That is. Okay, so that's not where I live, but that's where I'm from. But my parents are actually building a house out in Pungo.
Oh,
they're my. About to move back. But my family is so from Pungo. Like, my grandmother was born in a house on Indian River Road that her grandfather built.
Right.
The house still stands next to the Red Barn. So, yeah, our family, as far as we know, is dated back to like the 1600s, living in Pungo.
Wow.
There's gravestones.
Do they get excited
there.
When the Pungo Strawberry Festival starts?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Because it's getting ready to start again,
yes,
I think.
Yeah.
How are the strawberries down there, I'm wondering? It's been a pretty good year for strawberries,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, I work out in Pungo at uh-huh. Creed's Elementary School, so
oh, okay.
I pass the strawberry fields every day. They're ripe.
They're ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, the Pungo Strawberry Festival is like legend around here.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It really is an interesting event. What else would you like to play for us here before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'll play kind of my most people's favorite song of mine called Motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's Aaron Randolph here on Hunter at Sunrise. Yeah.
I've been thinking about motorcycles. It consumes my rest and my REM cycles. RPMs invade my bed as asphalt passes through my head. It might sound silly, but I'm relieved, 'cause in my younger days I often grieved the best ideas that I couldn't achieve. But now I've settled down. I've been thinking about the simplest things, like the going rate of a diamond ring. And if I made one of wood, would it be just as good, 'cause it passed through my two hands? It might sound feeble, like it won't last long, 'cause it's not cast from gold, silver, or bronze. But I can't forge my love in that kind of fog. And anyway, I'm alone. About an elephant, you can think about an ant, but an ant won't take up as much room inside your head. It might tickle your synapses, but it won't stomp on your dreams, smashing all the good stuff underneath the more important things. I've been thinking about New York nights, 'cause they were hot and they were humid, though the sun hid its light behind the earth. But atop the dirt there were concrete paths that covered up the past. And this city once bore fruit of its own, before the synthesized masses hung their industrial groan, drowning out creation's ever persuasive moan. 'Cause they've got to settle down. You could worry like a whale, you could dream like you're a bee, like your vocation's making honey and your home's hung from a tree. It might be a bit loud inside the nest during the day, but in private you can hum a peaceful tune about the taxes you don't pay. I've been thinking about motorcycles, and my daddy's told me my whole life that once you start you can't stop, and now I know that he's right.
Wow.
Thanks.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Aaron Randolph. What kind of cycle do you have, or do you have one?
Now I have a Triumph Bonneville that my uncle actually gave to me.
Oh, really?
I used to have a Yamaha XS850 that broke down and I sold it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you tool around on a motorcycle quite a bit?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I've been on one or two myself, but I never got the bug, I guess.
No.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
We're talking with Aaron Randolph. Now, once again, tell how people can get your music online.
Okay. Yeah, you can just go on iTunes and search my name, Aaron Randolph. That's R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H, not F.
Oh, okay.
And or you can look on Spotify. So just search for my music wherever music is sold, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
This has been cool.
It's been very cool.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.